I'm part of an Israeli fan club called Israeli Jazz Society that we started 4 years ago. It's a volunteer-based fan club of almost 2,000 members, jazz fans.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And we try to invite wonderful musicians that are not like most famous in Israel, etc., but still they are wonderful and they have some strong statements to tell and or to play to the Israeli audience. And 3 years ago, we invited some Polish musicians for an evening of Polish jazz. We invited Marcin Masetsky and the Szmanda Quartet. It went amazingly. And of course, there are amazing Polish jazz musicians. So after that Polish jazz evening, we approached the Polish Institute in Tel Aviv and the Adam Mickiewicz Institute in Warsaw and suggested to them to do like a whole jazz festival centered around Polish jazz.
Let me just tell you, perfect idea. I mean, the more jazz, the better.
Exactly. So it took us some time, and finally, the project was about to take off in June. There was supposed to be a real jazz festival, Polish jazz festival in Tel Aviv with the Polish artists.
June 2020.
Exactly. But then, of course, COVID-19 happened and changed everything, including that. And then we got together and decided that even though we cannot do the project as we planned, we should at least do it in an online version, you know, to get the awareness of the Israeli jazz fans about Polish jazz in general, because they don't really know about it.
My guess would be that we don't know really much about each other. But let me just congratulate you on the fact that you did not give up the idea, even with all the crazy times we're going through right now.
Thank you. But I think the congratulation must go to the Adam Mickiewicz Institute and the Polish Institute in Tel Aviv that really supported our vision and made this happen.
So it starts on the 27th. Now, what is going to happen during this festival?
Because it's an online festival, we thought it would be better not to concentrate all the live streaming events in one weekend, but to do it one big event each week. So we'll have a few live concerts that will be streamed from Warsaw and from Krakow every week. And in addition to that, we'll have a marathon with Israeli musicians, with four Israeli bands that will play in Tel Aviv, and they all will play improvisation on composition by Frédéric Chopin. And that also will be streamed, of course, live. And on top of that, each evening after the concert, we'll have a live Zoom meeting, like a Q&A meeting with the artists.
So there'll be an actual possibility for the audience to meet the artist after the concert, as if it
exactly.
was... Except that it's online, but still. So how do we join the festival?
All of the live concert will be streamed to our Facebook page, to the Polish Jazz Festival in Tel Aviv Facebook page. Easy to find. And those who want to join us with the Zoom meetings with the artists are more than welcome to sign in. We have like a sign-in link within the Facebook page. And we're going to send those who sign in, we're going to send them the invitation to the Zoom meetings. Also, we'll tell you that we're going to have a lecture about jazz in Poland. The lecturer will be Piotr Schmidt, the trumpeter. He's also teaching jazz history in Katowice. It will take place on September 2nd, also via Zoom. Everybody's more than welcome to join in. And about the marathon, we're going to have four bands of four of the leading Israeli pianists. We're going to have a solo recital by Tom Oren, one of our leading pianists. A year ago, he won the Thelonious Monk competition for piano, for example. We're going to have a duo by a pianist Hila Kulik and a flutist Hadar Neuberg. We're going to have a trio, Guy Mintus trio, and another special trio that is being created just especially for this event, trio of piano, cello, and double bass, led by Uriel Herman, another great Israeli pianist.
Everything accessible online. From what I'm able to read in Polish, we will listen to Marcin Wasilewski trio, Kuba w Jacek Trio and new phenomenon on Polish stage, which is Ona Quintet, wonderful, powerful woman in jazz.
You're right, Magdalena. Okay.
Is it really that simple? Just go to the Facebook page and tune in and that's all?
Yeah, that's it. Just follow the Facebook page and the magic will happen by itself.